Since the April 20th explosion at Deepwater Horizon and subsequent oil leak, the flow of information has been heavily controlled. The Coast Guard, BP, and various other agencies hold press conferences almost daily, giving vague answers to questions on the leak's potential hazardous effects. But local environmental activist Lorraine Margeson said today's meeting with the Coast Guard was different.
This was an incredible meeting. We're going to be able to have a lot of data to send out to all the different volunteer organizations, points of contact, how you can stay tuned, who you need to go to if you want to do this, that, or the other thing. It's one of the best meetings I've ever been to in terms of we really, I think, got straight what our responsibilities are and our opportunities are to volunteer and to cooperate and be part of saving our coastline.
WMNF tried to access the St. Petersburg meeting, but was politely turned away by a Coast Guard officer who said a press conference on local spill response efforts would take place within a day. Margeson said the meeting's restricted access didn't seem to her like an attempt to control information.
Sometimes there are some folks, especially volunteer folks, who aren't used to dealing with the media that may not have spoken. You know, that may not have raised their hand to ask questions, just the fear of being recorded or being part of a media, you know, kind of experience. I think they wanted to make sure that everyone in that room felt comfortable, that we could speak totally honestly in terms of our questions and the answers. In which case, all of us volunteer organizations will be getting that information to the public in the best way we can.
Authorities expect the oil slick, which looms along the northern Gulf Coast, to get picked up in the Gulf's loop current, then sucked down through the Keys and up the Atlantic coast. Margeson said she learned today that while Tampa Bay's beaches aren't exactly in the slick's direct path, they aren't really off the hook either.
We don't have immediate concerns of a slick. Probably down the line, perhaps weeks or a month down the line, we may be facing tarball issues. But we have to bear in mind that's only if they succeed in capping that well head this weekend or early next week, as is being the attempt is being projected by BP. Many scientists don't think it's going to work, in which case the reality will be that it will be 3 months with continuing growing oil spill, at which point we could very well be facing a true slick, which is the most dangerous coming ashore.
The tar balls she mentioned are a result of oil sitting out in the water for extended periods of time. Dave Cans, conservation chair of the St. Petersburg Audubon Society, said these might cause quite a headache in the near future.
We talked a lot about weathered oil, you know, oil that has been sitting around in the water for a long time. The volatiles have evaporated off of it, and now it's tar and it washes up on beaches. And my impression was that this is not something that's just going to be here for a month or even 2 months. We're going to be dealing with tar on our beaches for a long time. Even though we've done everything we can to prevent it, I think it's going to be here.
He said that weathered oil isn't just an unattractive nuisance.
It's more like tar. It's thicker, it's sticky. Birds tend to get stuck up in it. It's because it's much more viscous than liquid oil. It tends to clog their esophagus. We also heard that turtles actually seek this stuff out and tend to eat it, even though it has no nutritional value and it kills them. For some reason, they're attracted to it.
BP has so far been unsuccessful at capping the well, which reportedly gushes around 210,000 gallons of oil a day from a mile below sea level. Kathy Harrelson of Suncoast Sierra Club and Hands Across the Sand said if the leak continues much longer, the Pinellas beaches may be in for years of toxic consequence.
The spill started April 20th, and we don't see tarballs here for, you know, a month, 2 months. You know, how long will that realistically go on? And I think the key here is that this is not something that we're just going to be dealing with, you know, on a weekend and then it goes away. This is something that will be impacting us for years.
Margeson said that the Coast Guard will be ready with 5 miles of oil boom, which has been deployed in other parts of the Gulf to keep the oil at bay with little success. She said that 5 miles is not nearly enough and that boom catches surface slicks. This, Margeson said, would do nothing to catch the weathered oil, which floats underwater. Sierra Club's Kathy Harrelson said the best way to fend off potential oil-related havoc is to pool resources.
The entire Gulf is involved in this. From Houston, you've got, I think, 4 different Coast Guard centers that are handling it. Houston, New Orleans, Mobile, and now St. Petersburg. So it's going to be a Gulf-wide effort, and everyone stays in contact. Of course, BP, which is, you know, picking up the check, is part of that incident command in every location.
BP may have vowed to pay for the mess, including any cleanup efforts in Tampa Bay, but St. Pete Audubon's Dave Cann said he's not exactly optimistic that the oil giant will come through.
BP, we already had the expectation that BP would not cause a massive environmental disaster. Well, too late for that. Now we just hope they'll do their best to clean it up.
He said there are several organizations where people can volunteer.
Well, locally, the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary would be our triage operation. They have the training to deal with oiled wildlife. From a statewide level, Audubon of Florida has set up a volunteer registry. I know that Sierra has a volunteer registry. I think United Way has a volunteer registry. So there's a lot of places you can go and volunteer. We just need to make sure that all these organizations are communicating.
Lorraine Margeson said that unlike communities on the Gulf's northern coast, those on the Suncoast who are responding to the spill have the luxury of time to prepare. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.